AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The American flag could be flying over the U.S. Embassy in Havana within weeks.
Later this summer, Secretary Kerry will travel to Havana formally to proudly raise the American flag over our embassy once more.
This will mark the resumption of embassy operations after a period of 54 years. It will also be the first visit by a Secretary of State to Cuba since 1945.
Gus Garcia, a Cuban-American who lives in Miami, is not happy that the U.S. and Cuba are taking steps to normalize diplomatic relations.
It's a day, a very sad day for us, okay? Why I say that? Because I watched an Afro-Cuban woman pregnant being beaten in the streets of Havana. If that had happened in Atlanta, if that had happened in Alabama, the president would be screaming bloody rights, civil rights.
The fallout continues from Donald Trump's remarks recently, in which he referred to Mexican immigrants as rapists, criminals, and drug dealers.
What do Flo Rida, Macy's, Craig Wayne Boyd, Jonathan Scott, and Natalie Rose have in common? They're all deserting Donald Trump. The rapper, the country singer, the star of HGTV's Property Brothers, and the pop singer have all canceled their plans to appear on Trump's Miss USA pageant. The department store chain says it's moving Trump-branded menswear out and won't reorder. They join the list of performers and broadcasters, including NBC and Univision, who've severed their ties with Trump. The July 12th pageant says the show will go on despite having lost its TV broadcasters. Trump issued a statement saying Macy's and NBC buckled to pressure from professional agitators. Warren Levinson, New York.
Finance ministers in the Eurozone say they're going to wait until after Sunday's referendum in Greece before considering financial lifelines for that debt-ridden country. Hopes that a deal can be reached sent the Dow up 138 points. This is AP Radio News. The government is investigating possible collusion among major airlines in terms of limiting seats, which leads to higher ticket prices.
According to a document obtained by the Associated Press, the Justice Department appears to focus on whether airlines illegally signal to each other how fast they might add a flight, a route, or open extra seats. Tuesday, the major U.S. carriers received a letter demanding copies of all communications that they had with each other, along with messages to Wall Street analysts and major shareholders about passenger capacity. A Justice Department spokeswoman confirms there is a civil antitrust investigation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Going to the beach or your backyard pool to celebrate the 4th of July, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says about 3,000 inflatable baby floats are being recalled because they can deflate, posing a risk a child could drown. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.